Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 9. Hypocrisy, a Silver Bullet Against Power. It has become a cliché that the most outspoken anti-gay politicians are often closet homosexuals themselves, and the champions of traditional marriage are frequently engaged in extramarital affairs. Nothing is more common than the fiscal conservative who demands ridiculous luxuries at the expense of taxpayers, or the anti-war progressives who take campaign donations from the military-industrial complex. Well, now it seems there's some science behind the hypocrisy of those in power. Joris Lamars from Tilburg University and Adam Galinsky of the Kellogg School of Management conducted a battery of experiments designed to test how having a sense of power influences a person's moral standards, specifically whether or not they were likely to behave immorally while espousing intolerance for behavior of others. In each of five experiments, the method of inducing a powerful feeling and the method of determining these double standards was different, but in every one, the results were about what you would expect. Powerful people judge others more harshly, but cheat more themselves. What's especially interesting is their last experiment, where distinguishing between legitimate power and illegitimate power garnered the opposite results. The first experiment was designed to determine the discrepancy between the subjects' expressed standards and their actual behavior. As in previous experiments, subjects were randomly assigned in high-power and low-power roles. To induce these feelings, high-power subjects were asked by experimenters to recall an experience where they had felt a sense of power. Meanwhile, low-power subjects were asked by experimenters to recall an experience where they felt powerless. Each subject was asked to rate how egregious a moral infraction they considered cheating. Then, they were given an opportunity to cheat at dice. They were promised some number of lottery tickets equal to the roll of two dice, and then allowed to self-report the roll. The high-power subjects reported that they considered cheating a higher moral infraction than low-power subjects, but were also more likely to cheat themselves. In the second experiment, participants conducted a mock government. Half were randomly assigned as high-power roles in which they gave orders, and half were randomly given low-power roles in which they took orders. Then, each group was asked about their feelings regarding minor common traffic violations, such as speeding or rolling through stop signs. As expected, high-power subjects were more likely to give themselves permission to bend the rules if they were running late for an important meeting, but less likely to afford other drivers the same leniency. In the third experiment, participants were divided as in the first experiment by either recalling a personal experience where they felt powerful or powerless. Then each group was asked to describe their feelings about common tax evasions, such as not declaring freelance income. As expected, high-power subjects were more likely to bend the rules for themselves, but less likely to afford other taxpayers the same leniency. In the fourth experiment, the sense of power was manipulated in an unusual way. All participants were asked to complete a series of word puzzles. Half the participants were randomly given puzzles containing high-power words, such as authority, and the other half were given puzzles containing low-power words, such as subjugation. Then all participants were asked about their feelings regarding keeping a stolen bike that had been found abandoned on the side of a road. As in all previous experiments, even with such an insignificant power disparity, those in the high-power group were more likely to say they would keep the bike, but also more likely to say that others had an obligation to seek out the rightful owner or turn the bike over to the police. The fifth and final experiment yielded by far the most interesting results, and it is my hope that this is the direction this type of research takes in the future. The feeling of power was induced as it was in the first and third experiments, where participants were asked to describe their own experience of power in their own lives, with one important distinction. In this experiment, the high power class was divided into two groups. One group was asked to describe an event in which they felt their power was legitimate and deserved, and the other group was asked to describe a situation in which their power was illegitimate and undeserved. The hypocrisy results found in the previous four experiments emerged only when high-power subjects viewed their power as legitimate. Those who viewed their power as illegitimate actually gave the opposite results. Researchers dubbed it hypercrisy. They were harsher about their own transgressions and more lenient towards others. This discovery could be the silver bullet that society needs to put down the werewolf of corrupt authority. The researchers speculated that the vicious cycle of power and hypocrisy could be broken by attacking the legitimacy of power rather than power itself. Lamars and Galinsky write in their conclusion, "A question that lies at the heart of the social sciences is how this status quo, power inequality, is defended and how the powerless come to accept their disadvantaged position. The typical answer is that the state and its rules, regulations, and monopoly on violence coerce the powerless to do so. But this cannot be the whole answer. Our last experiment found that the spiral of inequality can be broken if the illegitimacy of the power distribution is revealed. One way to undermine the legitimacy of authority is open revolt, but a more subtle way in which the powerless might curb self-enrichment by the powerful is by tainting their reputation. For example, by gossiping. If the powerful sense that their unrestrained self-enrichment leads to gossiping, derision, and the undermining of their reputation as conscientious leaders, then they may be inspired to bring their behavior back to their espoused standards. If they fail to do so, they may quickly lose their authority, reputation, and eventually their power." The final experiment offers some hope that authoritarian sociopathy can not only be stopped but driven into reverse, not by violence or revolution, but simply by undermining their sense of legitimacy. Viewed this way, it could be said that comedians such as George Carlin or Penn Jillette have done more for freedom than politicians like Ron Paul or intellectuals like Murray Rothbard.